Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Operator by Kim Harrison. Read by January Lavoie.
Chapter 1.
Ma'am? Please don't touch the car,
the man with the glass tablet said, and Perry flicked her eyes to him, acknowledging his words as she lifted the handle of the $100,000 car. Immediately it opened, the door making a soft hush of sound that meant money well spent, as she slipped inside and let the leather seats enfold her.
Ma'am?
It smelled new, and her eyes closed for a moment as she almost reverently set her hands on the wheel, smiling as her shoulders eased and an odd, relaxed tension filled her. It was sleek, sexy without being over the top, as if confident in its power and comfortable under the spotlight. Its red color went deep, showing shadowed layers that only an off-the-assembly line paint could deliver. A two-seater, it looked fast, with wide tires that had ample turning radius in the wheel wells and an antenna array panel to plug in just about anything now or in the future. The sound system was adequate at best, but the onboard computer display was big enough to be useful and glass-compatible. Much of it was plastic, though, and Perry's nose wrinkled.
"It looks as if it was made for you,"
the man said, the annoyed slant to his brow belying his smile, as he stood just outside and held his tablet like a fig leaf. Perry tossed her straight black hair out of her eyes, her smile real as she looked up at him.
"I bet you say that to everyone."
He rocked closer.
"No, only those who look like they belong in it."
He cleared his tablet, and the car's logo ghosted into existence on the clear glass.
"Well?"
Angling her slim form, she smoothly got out before he had a coronary. Immediately, the chaos of Detroit's auto show beat anew upon her, the air smelling of ozone and popcorn, and the rhythmic thump of ambient electronic dance music from the live stage pounding into her. Content, she sent her gaze up to the multitude of cameras set to record and identify, secure in the knowledge that the swirls of black smut she'd painted on her face would keep her anonymous.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?